Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 21st century now in our 24th year, and somebody who's been with me almost the whole way, Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute. We're celebrating her 23rd anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust, Galen Institute. Grace Marie, tell us about Galen.
Founded not too long before you started your radio broadcast, Jim, back in the 1990s, in the aftermath of the Clinton Care battles. I founded the Galen Institute as a center to advocate free market ideas in health reform. And people think, oh, you haven't had any success. Well, we don't have a government-run healthcare system, and we have a lot of private options, and we just need to do more. We need to take it to the next level.
Every voice matters, and you guys have been an awesome voice. You singularly, Grace Marie, have been a giant in this world. And folks, decision makers around the world listen to her analysis of free market solutions for healthcare and the opposition, the other side of the aisle, which is the government run. Part of this. Hey, Grace Marie, and this Galen.org, folks, you need to check it out. Grace Marie,
Jim, can I just give one little thought to somebody who's listening to your show and thinking about starting a new company or a new business? We're a nonprofit. I just hung out the shingle because I'm passionate about health reform. And the donors will come. Well, it took a little longer than I'd expect to for that to happen, but eventually they did. And I have been driven by my passion for this issue. And because I stuck with that one vision, free market health reform, mm-hmm. just like Peter Drucker said, you've got to decide your vision. Mm-hmm. Whenever anybody sees me, they say, oh, Grace Marie, healthcare. They mm-hmm. associate, focus has actually been, from the beginning, has not changed. And it has to be, though, something that you feel passionate about, that you want to do, even if nobody pays you, you do it. Obviously,
you've got to believe in yourself, and that's what you've
done. You've got to believe in yourself, and that you're going to do something that maybe you're the only one who has the ability and the passion mm-hmm. to do it. So go for it.
She's right, folks. There isn't another Grace Marie, I'll tell you that. Hey, Grace Marie, what can we do? The people who listen to my show, I promise you, they don't like a lot of the stuff that's going on right now. They're not looking for freebies. They want to earn everything they got. They want it to make sense. They want it to make economic sense as well as create a product. What can we all do about to back this off? Is it too late?
This last bill is very discouraging. But like Margaret Thatcher said, at some point, socialism doesn't work because you run out of other people's money. And I think that that's really what they're coming up against, is that Medicare is on its way to bankruptcy, even though they're now saying they want to expand the eligibility age down to age 55 or 60. The Medicaid program is abysmal in the health outcomes for the more than 70 million people now on this program. And as you pointed out earlier, the plans that are available in Obamacare also have such narrow networks. If you live in Texas and you have cancer, good luck. There's not one single Obamacare plan that can afford to have access to the best cancer centers in the country.
Even though the best cancer center in the country is in Texas.
Yeah, that's right. And so people will demand the free market, the competition that has led to the creation of the vaccines. They want choices. They want competition. They want lower cost. And we have a plan to do that that does not cost one more penny in taxpayers' money. It's called the Healthcare Choices 2020 Plan, Vision for health, consumer-driven health reform. There's so many problems in our health sector that could be solved by the market if the government would get out of the way, just as it got out of the way through the deregulatory process that allowed the vaccine to happen.
Is so the Biden plan going to be worse than Obama's foray into health care?
Oh, my goodness, yeah. It's because
it's on steroids,
because
isn't it?
They
it's Obama on steroids,
solid foundation. Yeah, they want to do a public option. What that is a government-run health insurance program with unlimited government funds and the ability to do price controls and making it free to the consumer. What's that going to do? That's probably going to drive private health insurance companies out of the business, and there won't be anywhere to go for that competition.
Grace Marie, I've got to wrap it up. We always get smarter when you join us. Your wisdom and your experience and your foresight is awesome. Thank you again for 23 great years. Keep up the good work and come back soon.
Thanks so much, Tim.
Grace Marie Turner, ladies and gentlemen, one of our heroes and a great American. Please follow her at galen.org. You'll thank me later. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.